We've been talking about K through 12 funding. Let's turn to higher education. Ahead of next week's budget address by the governor, we want to check in with some of the groups most affected by the budget crisis. Our state's public colleges and universities have seen just a fraction of the money they expected in the last fiscal year. Some campuses resorted to layoffs. Programs have been cut. Grants for lower income students have been put at risk. The president of Southern Illinois University, for one, says their campus, their university, is running on fumes. Larry Dietz is president of Illinois State University in Normal, and he joins us now from the studios of WGLT, our partner station in Bloomington Normal. President Dietz, welcome back to the 21st. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Now, you wear at least two hats in all of these ongoing budget discussions. Obviously, president of ISU, you've stressed that the campus is strong and stable. I want to get back to that. I want to get to that in a minute, but I want to start with your role as the convener of a statewide group of university presidents and chancellors. Garrett, given what you've been hearing from all of these campus leaders, what do you want the governor to know? What do you want lawmakers to know about the state of higher education in Illinois at this moment right now?
Well, it's the same message that we've been sending, I think, for essentially the last year and a half, nearly 2 years now, that we haven't had a budget, and that is higher education is certainly worthy of the investment of state dollars. We're doing what we can to educate the sons and daughters of citizens of the state who expect a quality education for their sons and daughters, and we want to continue to provide that. But this impasse has really created a crisis of confidence, in my estimation, about leadership throughout the state, both of the elected officials and then also because of lack of budget, also related to higher education in the state of Illinois. As a result of that, this past fall, we saw 16,000 students leave the state of Illinois to go to other states to pursue their higher education because they didn't think that the state was going to come up with money. So our message is, has been clear. We want to cooperate. We understand the governor, the elected officials, other elected officials are in a tough bind in terms of overall state budget, but education, we think, is certainly worthy of an investment given that the companies and other not-for-profits and other organizations within the state want to hire graduates who, by definition, will make more money and pay more taxes and be a part of the solution.
President Dietz, as we think ahead to next Wednesday's budget address, certainly we've heard those same sentiments addressed from Governor Rauner. He says that education is important and it's a priority from him. So what are you going to be listening for next Wednesday?
Well, I had the good fortune of speaking with the governor in late December. I met with him personally in his office, and as you might guess, he did say that he was supportive of education, and I believe that. I believe that a lot of the elected officials are also supportive of higher education, but the budgetary issues right now are highly politicized, as I think everyone knows, but we're hopeful that both the governor will send a signal that of compromise and cooperation and conciliation. We hope that he'll hear the same back from other elected officials in the state so we can move on beyond this impasse and the confidence issue that it's created to something that's more successful.
How have you and your counterparts at other universities been ramping up efforts to push not just, it sounds like you've talked to the governor, but other lawmakers towards some sort of compromise? Because certainly the government said the lawmakers should be putting forth their budget ideas. Democratic legislators have said, no, this is the governor's responsibility to create the budget. How are you all trying to navigate that? Is this, it's kind of, I guess, a little unusual. You're having to reach out to everybody.
Well, and we've been doing that ever since the budget impasse began. We've been doing it collectively in terms of the overall group of public university presidents have been to Springfield numerous times. We've met with legislative leaders there as well as the governor on various occasions. So we've been pushing that message, and then individual presidents representing their own institutions and their own districts have been meeting with those individuals as well within their districts. So we think that they know the issues. It's just a matter of getting together and trying to figure out you know, how to approach this, both from a revenue enhancement perspective and also a cutting perspective. We've all experienced the cuts that have occurred in really draconian style over the course of this last year and currently for FY17. but we're hopeful that some of the proposals that are out there will gain some support and we can move on.
Yeah, one of those proposals we've seen at least floated in the Senate would have funded the ideas to fund higher education at 15 fiscal 15 levels. Again, if that passes, that would still be some cuts compared to what we've seen before, but certainly an improvement over last year where most state universities got, at best, minimal funding. What's your assessment of what's being proposed right now in the Senate for higher education funding?
Well, I think the FY 2015 would be a great start. It would be a good building block begin to have additional discussions about FY 16. We're still paying bills for FY 16, and I know that the appropriation that came in June was viewed as FY 17 money, but we had all the higher education had bills that were still outstanding from 16, and most have used that money to pay FY 16 bills. Every institution gets a little bump in their revenue whenever they start a semester. So fall semester started with new enrollments, and institutions got a little bit of a revenue bump then. Same thing happened at the start of the spring semester. But if some action is not taken, my sense is that we're going to be back to this, rush to the cliff kind of idea sometime in March or April, and I think everybody wants to avoid that.
I'm speaking with President Larry Dietz. He's the president of Illinois State University in Normal. And you mentioned, President Dietz, that 16,000 number of students who chose other schools outside of Illinois. You've talked about this crisis of confidence in higher education. And when I think about it, ISU, the University of Illinois, has seen increased enrollment. Other campuses have not seen that. How do you convince high school juniors and seniors that despite this crisis, they'll still receive a good education at Illinois public universities?
Well, Illinois for decades has had a strong reputation as having a quality educational system, both at K-12 as well as higher education. I did my undergraduate work a long time ago in the state of Illinois, but probably at that time, Illinois was in the top, I'd say, five or six states in the nation in terms of their support of higher education. That, unfortunately, I think is probably not the case now, but I think that at Illinois State, our brand has been strong, and I think we've remained strong and stable due to our enrollments and low debt and careful spending and really our strong brand. But I think, the other institutions, while there's been a bit of a setback in enrollment for some of those institutions, they're still providing the high-quality education that they've been providing. It's just they're providing it to fewer students who are making other decisions, and as a result of that, many have had to also lay off staff and curtail some academic programs. So in my estimation, what we really need to do is to get back and have a more serious conversation about what should the role of higher education be in the state of Illinois versus going through this budget impasse, which has the a strangulation effect on many institutions, and that really doesn't serve the students well, it doesn't serve the institutions well, and ultimately doesn't serve the state well.
Well, and including your undergraduate institution, Southern Illinois University, their president, Randy Dunn, recently said Southern was running on fumes. I know you've stressed throughout the budget crisis that ISU is strong and stable, but the school still had to cut spending by $11 million and cut or left vacant more than 100 non-faculty positions. What happens to you all come March or April if there's no budget?
Well, we're going to continue. There's no question about that. We will continue to finish out this academic year, and we're going to be making plans for this next year. One demographic in the state is just a fact that we can't get around, and that is that the number of students who are graduating from high schools in the state of Illinois are declining. And so that creates its own challenge with or without this impasse. So when you add the impasse to that, that adds another challenge that institutions are having to deal with this credibility issue with the public at large. But we're strong and stable. We're going to continue to be open. We have not entered into any kind of conversations about that have been brought up frequently about, well, when are institutions going to close? That to me is the wrong question. The question is, what is the value of higher education in the state of Illinois? And I think for all the higher educational institutions, that value is very strong. We are graduating students at a good rate. They're getting jobs. They're getting well-paying jobs. And for those individuals who leave the state for their education, the probability of them coming back to the state of Illinois for a job is diminished. And so not only are we losing those tax dollars, but we're also losing the academic potential of those individuals to start their businesses in Illinois, et cetera. So it really doesn't make a very good sense from a business perspective, let alone an educational perspective, to continue to allow those students to vote with their feet and cross state lines.
Larry Dietz is president of Illinois State University in Normal, joining us from our partner station, WGLT. President Dietz, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We're out of time today. You can always find past shows on the NPR One app if you search for The 21st. We're also available on iTunes and Android. All of those links, every other way to contact us if you want to leave us a voicemail, send us an email, follow us on social media, all of that information is at our website, 21stshow.org. By the way, you can also search for us on Facebook, search for The 21st, and like us there. I'm Nyla Boodoo. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.